Hi, Corey here, and we're in another edition of Tuesdays with Corey with our esteemed colleague and friend, Jeffrey Snover.
You're wearing the same shirt as us.
You are too. Yeah, last week. We dressed the same way 2 weeks in a row.
I never change, actually.
Thank you. That's true, actually. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not wearing, you normally have a tie.
No.
A tie. Oh, man. Okay, anyway.
Work clothes.
Work clothes don't have a tie. I see. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, because Jeffrey was the brain and the originator of PowerShell and DSC, we're going to talk a little bit about how those products integrate nicely with Azure. And so, I'll start off just quickly.
Yep.
One of the things that we just recently released is new template support on top of Azure.
Yeah.
And so you can basically build a JSON template and put all these pieces together and it'll orchestrate it. But one of the difficulties we've had is being able to install things inside the VM.
Exactly.
And so this is where I think PowerShell and then DSC has really been a great additive benefit for customers. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about sort of the work that you guys did there and to add that support in Azure.
Yeah, so you know you could always provision a system with PowerShell.
Right.
Right. But the challenge there was that you had imperative logic, and what happens if this has an error, how do you recover from that, et cetera. And so what we did was we invented desired state configuration.
Yes.
Desired state configuration is a more imperative model.
Right.
And so you say, hey, here's the way I want the system to be,
and
make it so. You know, right. Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, very nice.
Boom,
very
make
nice.
It so.
Yeah.
And what will happen is we'll go and we'll
trademark,
find out.
So we'll probably have to bleep that, but yeah. Go on.
Okay. So there's that.
Go on. Sorry, I've been rude.
Well, with the hair, I think I'm pretty...
You're safe. You're safe, probably, yeah.
So you just say, make it so, and we'll go and figure out, hey, is the system in that state?
Yeah.
And if it is, great. And if it's not, we'll go make it so.
Right.
And that might require multiple convergence cycles.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually we'll say, yep, it's in this state, tell you if there's any deviations.
Right.
And then we'll monitor the system
to make
and
sure
then
it stays
tell you.
That way. Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, have you ever had that? You're like, you set it all up and everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then something's pear-shaped and you're like, okay, what did you change? Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Yeah.
No.
And
so now we'll have this log that says,
exactly,
sad trombone.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we have this log that says, oh, hey, between this time and this time, here's what changed.
This idiot changed something. Yeah,
and,
got it.
Yeah, and you can monitor it or you can auto-correct it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So really just a transformational way of doing things.
That's
and it
awesome.
Came out of, last week we talked about how during technology plan, and I stepped back and I said, hey, we needed changes to be a great cloud OS.
Right.
So part of it was this dramatic refactoring in Nano Server.
Right.
The second was around configuration management.
Right.
That we really needed a great architecture around that. In the past, we just sort of said, yep, best of luck, my friend.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Good luck. Play with it as you will.
Lots of different ways to do
exactly.
it. And,
We support them all.
Exactly. and that doesn't really work
in the
cloud.
It doesn't always work, no. Very good. Yeah, and so actually one of the things that we've done is we've seen DSC actually starting to be more and more integrated into the templates that are built on Azure. And so great example here, and we'll put a link down here, remembering to last week's show. We'll put a link down here. And the SharePoint template that we've got actually is built entirely using DSC inside the VM with template and JSON around it. And so it's really actually pretty great.
Yeah.
So take a look at that one. And tell me a little bit about, you know, how does that integrate with some of the other configuration management solutions? Because I know there's a bunch out there, right?
Yep.
Like, if someone also wanted to use, let's say, Chef, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so basically we're positioning desired state configuration as a distributed, heterogeneous configuration management platform.
That's a mouthful.
So it's a platform.
Yeah.
Well, the key thing is it's a platform. That's what Microsoft does so well.
That's right.
We do platforms and then empower their partners to do their
to
best work
on top
of our platform,
right?
And then to get rich thereby.
Right.
So basically, we've been working with a number of this configuration management vendors, Chef, for instance, and then they layer right on top of that. So for instance, at the latest conferences, I think we talked about this last week, we demonstrated Chef running on Nano Server, provisioning Nginx and Django.
Right.
But
and
it's
that was all
Chef.
And with DSC as well, under the covers running underneath Chef.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool
That's really good stuff. Thanks, Jeffrey. I appreciate the time. It's been really a pleasure.
Yeah,
you won't
week
be
after
back,
week.
Though. You won't be back, though. But, this was good. If you have other questions, maybe he'll be back. If you have other questions for either me or for Jeffrey, go ahead and ask them on hashtag Azure TWC.
Yes.
I can never remember
TWC?
I can never remember the Tuesdays with Corey.
Oh.
I can never remember the Twitter handle. So that's embarrassing. Anyway, make sure you ask those questions. We'll get on them. If there's enough questions or interest, we can always get back together with Jeffrey. Get back together. But otherwise, you won't see him again. So for those of you who, anyway. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your time. Yeah. I really appreciate it. This has been fun. And hope you have a great Tuesday. Thanks a lot. See ya.
We're hit the record. Try that again.
Oh, now we both. We can't both do it. No, you go. You're the guest. You're the guest.
You're synchronized.
And the idiot. All right, hold on.
Get your hands on.
Get your hands on this. All right. I did that. It's fine. All right, you ready?
What's your topic this time?
DSC and PowerShell and integration into Azure.
Yep.
And basically how easy it is to deploy things with templates and those things, right?
Yep.
All right, ready? All right.